Title: Call and Response Melodies from Scratch Using Session View Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're making call and response melodies from scratch in Ableton Live using Session View, and we're doing it in a drum and bass context. So the goal is not just a melody, it's a hook that actually loops, actually rolls, and still feels alive after you've heard it 16 times. Here is the big idea. In drum and bass, call and response is basically musical conversation. The call is your question. The response is your answer. If you can get those two phrases to trade energy back and forth, you instantly get something that feels DJ-friendly and hypnotic, without needing complicated harmony. By the end, you'll have a 4-bar hook made from two clips, a 2-bar call and a 2-bar response. You'll audition them as scenes in Session View, and then you'll record a quick performance into Arrangement View so it becomes a real 16 to 32 bar sketch. Let's set up the project. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Keep it in 4/4. Now create 4 tracks. One for drums, one for bass, one called call and one called response. If your drums are a drum rack, that's fine as MIDI. If you want to drag an audio breakbeat in, also fine. Either way, we need a drum groove early, because the drums tell the truth. If the melody feels good against silence, but falls apart when the snare comes in, it wasn't really working yet. Quick workflow win. Color your clips. Make call clips one color, response clips another color. It sounds small, but it helps your brain see structure instantly when you start duplicating variations. Now let's build the drum loop. If you're using a drum rack, load a tight kick, a cracking snare, a closed hat, and either a ride or a shuffled hat. Program a 1-bar pattern. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's the classic D-den-B backbeat. Then add hats in 8ths or 16ths with velocity variation. You're not trying to make the world's craziest drum pattern right now. You're creating a steady pocket to write into. If you're using an audio break, drag it onto an audio track, turn work on, pick Complex or Complex Pro, and tighten it so it sits cleanly at 174. Then add EQ8 and roll off low rumble below, say 60 to 90 Hz. You want your sub and bass to own that space. Before we write melodies, let's lay a bass bed. Keep it simple so the melody can shine. On the bass track, drop in Wavetable or Operator. For a quick Wavetable patch, make Oscillator 1 a sign for sub, and Oscillator 2 a saw really quiet just to add presence. Low pass filter it, something like 120 to 250 Hz to start, then shape the amp envelope, so the release isn't too long. D-den-B is fast. If your bass notes smear, everything turns to fog. MIDI-wise, write a 1 or 2 bar bass pattern that mostly hits root notes with maybe 1 or 2 approach notes. Minimal is good here. Then sidechain it from the kick, put a compressor on the bass, enable sidechain, select your kick as input, and dial the threshold until you hear that musical pumping. Typical starting point. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack a few milliseconds. Release somewhere like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Don't overthink it. We just want the bass to duck out of the kick's way. Now we pick a key and stop guessing notes. Choose a minor key. F minor and G minor are super common for darker D-den-B. Let's say F minor. On both the call and response tracks, add Ableton Scale MIDI effect. Choose a minor preset and set the root to F. This is a beginner power move. It keeps you writing confidently and prevents one random wrong note from making you doubt everything. Now let's design the call sound. The call needs to speak clearly, mid-focused, hooky, easy to recognize. Think pluck, restab, or something slightly vocalish. On the call track, load Wavetable. Pick a sawish Wavetable, then low pass it with a bit of resonance. Make a pluck envelope, fast attack, decay around a couple hundred milliseconds, low sustain, short release. Then add some motion. Put auto filter on it with a subtle LFO. Rate around 1/8 or 1/4, and keep the amount small. The idea is movement, not a giant wobble taking over the track. Then add a little space, echo and a small reverb, but keep it controlled. At 174 BPM, long reverb tails turn into mush fast. A short decay and maybe a bit of pre-delay will keep it crisp. Also, put EQ8 on the call and high-pass it. A good starting zone is 150 to 300 Hz. You can adjust later, but the mission is, the melody does not compete with the bass. Optional teacher trick, if the call isn't cutting through, don't just crank volume. Try drum bus on the call channel. A touch of drive, transients up slightly, and keep boom off. That can make it speak through drums without making your mix louder and harsher. Now we write the actual call clip. In Session View, Create a MIDI clip on the call track, make it 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16. Here's the rule for today. Your call uses only 3 to 5 notes total, not 3 to 5 notes at once, 3 to 5 note choices. This is how you get a motif that feels intentional instead of a random jam. Rhythm matters more than pitch in D&B, so start by tapping in a rhythm that feels good against the drums. Try leaving space around the snare. In D&B, beats 2 and 4 are sacred. If you put a bright, sharp melodic hit exactly on 2 and 4, it can crowd the snare and make the whole groove feel smaller. So program a few short notes, maybe something on beat 1, a quick offbeat hit, then a note around 2 and, then something around beat 3. Repeat that vibe into bar 2 but change one thing at the end. One twist. That's enough. While it loops, adjust velocity slightly. Make one note a bit softer, one note a bit harder, and vary note lengths, mostly staccato, with maybe one slightly longer tail note that feels like it's holding the thought. Now coach note time. Think in question marks and periods. A call often feels like it needs something after it, so try ending your call on a note that doesn't feel fully home. In scale degree terms, that might be the second, the fourth, or the flat 6 in minor. In F minor, that could mean landing on G, BB, or DB as a tension moment. You're basically ending the call with a question mark. Cool. Now let's build the response. The response is the answer phrase. It should complement the call, not copy it. You can use the same sound, but in drum and bass it often works great to make the response a different texture. Call is clean and hooky. Response is gritty, metallic, or more percussive. On the response track, load operator for a quick FM stab. Keep the decay short, sustain low, add a little FM so it has that metallic bite. Then high pass it, again, around 150 to 300 Hz. The response especially should not fight the bass. For texture, add a tiny bit of saturation or overdrive, and maybe redux very subtly if you want grit. A little auto pan can add movement, but keep it controlled. If you go super wide, your hook can feel smeary. Here's a great mindset. Response equals movement, not volume. If you want it to feel present without being loud, put an auto filter on the response and use the envelope follower. Small amount, quick decay, slightly resonant. Then every note blooms and disappears like it's replying. Now write the response clip. Create a 2-bar clip on response. And here's your constraint. Because constraints create good music, the response must start after beat 2. That forces negative space. In fast music, space is everything. A super practical method. Copy your call MIDI into the response clip. Then delete about half the notes. Move what's left later in the bar so it fills the gaps the call leaves. And then change the last note so it resolves. This is where the period happens. If the call was a question mark, the response is the period at the end of the sentence. So right before the loop restarts, land on something stable. Usually the root or the fifth. In F minor, that's F or C. That one decision alone will make it feel like a real 4-bar thought instead of 2 random riffs. Now let's use Session View like it's meant to be used, as a sketchpad for a /B testing. Set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you launch clips and scenes, everything switches cleanly on bar lines. Create a few scenes. Scene 1 is drums plus bass plus call. Scene 2 is drums plus bass plus response. Scene 3 can be drums plus bass plus call plus response, if they can overlap without crowding. Launch between them. As you listen, ask 3 questions. 1. Does the response actually feel like an answer, or does it feel like a second call? 2. Do the melodies step on the snare? Do the brightest hits happen right on 2 and 4? If yes, shorten them, move them slightly earlier or later, or choose less transient heavy notes there. 3. Does the loop restart feel satisfying? That last moment before bar 1 is everything in dance music. You want that pull back in. Now, we're going to create variation, but in a very D&B-friendly way. Not by composing a brand new melody, by making tiny clip variants. Duplicate the call clip so you have call A and call A prime. In a prime, change one thing. The last note goes up instead of down, or you remove one hit, or you automate filter cutoff slightly. Duplicate the response clip so you have response B and response B prime. In B prime, add a tiny fill near the end. A great advanced but easy technique is response as a fill. Keep the response pretty minimal until bar 4 beat 3, then do a quick little 1/16 run that points back into bar 1. Another fast variation, rhythmic displacement. Duplicate your response clip twice more, and shift all the notes 1/16th later in one version, and 1/8 later in another version. Then launch them while the drums run. One of them will lock in a way you didn't expect. And here's a session view power move a lot of beginners miss. Legato launch. If you go into Eclipse launch settings and set launch mode to legato, you can switch between variants without resetting the phrase position. That means you can live remix your call and response, and it still feels like one continuous musical sentence. Now let's do a quick mix discipline pass, because drum and bass falls apart when the low mids get crowded. On both call and response, keep that high pass around 150 to 300 HC. If something feels boxy, a small cut around 250 to 500 HC can help. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 3 to 6k HC. And be careful with reverb. If it's washing out, shorten the decay or use pre-delay. Pro clarity tip. Instead of putting big reverb directly on the channel, put your reverb or echo on a return track, and sidechain the return with a compressor keyed from the kick or snare. That way the ambience ducks automatically, and your dry melody stays clear. Alright, once you've got a scene flow that feels good, we capture it into arrangement view. Hit global record on the top transport. Now launch scenes in a musical order like a DJ would. For example, 8 bars of call, 8 bars of response, 8 bars of call plus response, or alternate call and response every 4 or 8 bars. Don't stop, just perform it. When you stop recording, you've got a real arrangement skeleton you can extend into an intro, a drop, a mid-section switch, and an outro. And you did it without staring at a blank arrangement timeline for an hour. Before we wrap, here are the most common mistakes to avoid. First, call and response have the same rhythm and the same register. They blur into one phrase. Fix it by changing timing, octave, sound, or density. Second, too many notes. Drum and bass is about strong, simple motifs. Let the drums and bass provide energy. Third, the melody fights the snare. Do the snare space check, solo drums and melody, and listen specifically on beats 2 and 4. If your melody is poking the snare there, pull it back. Fourth, reverb too big. Fast tempos exaggerate mess. Keep it tight. Fifth, low-end discipline. This audio version is shortened for playback.